Good morning. This is Les Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society and welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. On a spring day in 1965, an 84-year-old spinster lady spent the afternoon in the beauty parlor to get prettied up for her big date with all my boyfriends, some 20 who were mostly married, men from the Adams County Dental Society and the Nebraska Dental Society. The big date turned out to be an event at the Hotel Clark, honoring her many achievements and celebrating that she was the oldest practicing woman dentist in the world. Yes, right here in Hastings, Nebraska, oldest practicing woman dentist in the world. At this point, I must give credit to Carol Clevenger and Laurel Marvel Wunderlich for much of the material that I'll be using this morning and practicing and telling of the practice of the oldest woman dentist. Well, who was this straight-talking petite woman with a wacky sense of humor? Dr. Mabel Dixon, Hastings' own pioneer, female dentist, woman's advocate, and a community organizer. Looking back on her years in Hastings, Dr. Dixon had to feel an immense amount of pride. She helped to establish the YWCA in 1916 and served as its first president. She organized the Hastings Business and Professional Women's Club in 1918 and was a charter member. And in 1922, she was the first woman to run for the Hastings City Council. Not only did she establish a successful dental practice in the area that discouraged female dentists, but she practiced for 63 years in Hastings, longer than any of her fellow male dentists ever before or since that time. Mabel Dixon arrived in Hastings in 1905 to pay a visit to Dr. C.C. Keith, a friend from Northwestern School of Dentistry, where both had earned their degrees. Mabel had been one of five women in the 1905 class of 275. She admitted to feeling the effects of being a woman in a male-dominated profession. Mabel had been born in a log cabin in Indiana before her parents moved to Nebraska. She grew up in Aurora and wanted to return to central Nebraska to begin her dental practice. She had first rented dental practice space in York, but the landlord changed his mind. He told me a dentist in the building told her he would never have a female dentist in the same building with him. He offered the landlord double the rent I would pay just to keep me out, end of quote. Well, Dr. Keith encouraged his friend, why don't you come to practice in Hastings? They approached former Nebraska Governor Charles Dietrich about office space. However, the governor wanted nothing to do with a woman dentist, so they returned to Dr. Keith's office. Mabel was looking out the window of the reception room, and she looked at her fellow dentist and said, I'm going to get an office in that building right across the street and put up a sign that will knock your eyes out. She later laughed, recalling tacking up her first shingle in the Clark Buchanan building. It had such big lettering that it attracted some attention, especially among those who had never even heard of a woman dentist. Her first patient came the next day. He was a painter who had a toothache. I didn't have any equipment except a chair and my forceps. She didn't hold on to his payment very long. The next day, a solicitor from the YMCA visited the office, and there went my first fee. Discussing her early patients, Dr. Dixon said, some of them came because I was somewhat of a curiosity, merely because I was a woman dentist. But they came back again. This time they brought their friends. From the beginning, Mabel Dixon was firmly committed to dentistry as both a profession that requires lifelong learning and one with a serious obligation to society. Dr. Dixon also felt a strong responsibility to promote health care beyond her immediate practice. She went on a year-long mission to Puerto Rico in 1914, leasing her office to another dentist in her absence. Well, the states had ratified women's suffrage amendment in 1920. In 1922, Mabel Dixon, at the urging of her friends, became the first woman in Hastings to file for city council. She lost the election, but even so, members of the profession were proud because she had entered the race. Nowhere is Mabel Dixon's energetic support of other young professional women and her belief in the power of organization more evident than her role in the establishment of a YWCA in Hastings. The 35-year-old dentist began by placing a letter in the 1915 issue of the Hastings Daily Tribune. She praised the noonday luncheon sponsored by ladies and various churches, and they demonstrated the need for daily healthy lunches in the city. Dr. Dixon proposed forming a young women's Christian association to meet that need and invited interested women to gather at the First Presbyterian Church on the following Thursday evening. Can you believe it? Over 250 young businesswomen attended, and plans were made to begin the establishment of a YWCA in Hastings. Now, this was in 1915. Well, local newspapers covered the building organization, printing periodic reports, and soon it was well on its way to being established. It's a tribute to Dr. Dixon's energy and the powers of delegation that the YWCA grew at an astonishing rate in the weeks following its formal organization. Under her able leadership, the new YWCA attracted nearly 500 members by July of the inaugural year. Clearly, Mabel Dixon had identified a need. By the close of the first year, the Adams County YWCA had a membership of 914 members. During her 5 years as president in 1916 to 21, she presided at meetings, she served as a toastmaster for formal dinners, and traveled to conferences. Confident, assertive, serious-minded, but also witty and fun-loving, Mabel Dixon remained an active, lifetime member of the Adams County YWCA. She was an example of an advocate for women's leadership in the city and the county, as well as in her chosen profession. Dr. Dixon gained the respect of her male colleagues. As Dr. John Seberg reflected, quote, "She was a very, very enthusiastic about dentists and kept up very much on things, very active in society. She was a plus for dentistry in Hastings." Dr. Dixon loved to entertain at her home at 401 North Elm Avenue in Hastings, and the Adams County Dental Society were regular guests. The event could be a Christmas party, it could be a garden party at her rose garden. She had 100 varieties of dental roses, of hybrid tea roses. As Dr. Lebsack once said, she would have get-togethers at her house on the east side and invite all the dentists on a Sunday. She had a large flower garden. One whole lot north of her house was her flower garden. She had everything outdoors there. As one fellow dentist remarked, Mabel would have marvelous little cookies and crackers and cheeses, and she also poured the stiffest drink in four counties. Well, Doc said Dr. Dixon retired at the age of 87 in 1968. When she came to Hastings, she was the fourth female dentist in Nebraska, and by 1947, that number had only increased. for just 5 women dentists in the state. When her memory began to fail, she moved to the nursing home at Good Samaritan Village. Mabel Dixon never married. When fake news of her marriage circulated, she just quipped, "Well, thank God for the rumor." She died in 1981 at the age of 100. Undoubtedly, as she declared in a 1959 Lincoln Journal article, "You know, I'm still happy to be in Hastings." This Moment in Time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We invite you to listen, to learn, and to please consider joining our society. We want to preserve the history of our county. You can also visit our website, www.adamshistory.org. And so, this is Les Harms inviting you to tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.